to begin?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you to the Rav. Thank you to Avram Jacobson, Rabbi Yom Freilach. Thank you to all the Gabayim. Thank you to everybody. The Mesiras Nefesh of the Rav and the Gabayim is always appreciated. But especially now, especially what's going on now, it shows true Mesiras Nefesh, and it's mechazik me personally, it's mechazik my kids, and shkoyach to everybody. So obviously we find ourselves in unique times now. I just want to share with you for a few minutes some words I heard from one of my rabbeim, Rav Donny Marcus, and something that I saw also in Rav Akiva Tatz and in Living Inspired. These words have, I guess, helped me during these times, and hopefully it can help anyone else who's listening to this. Okay, so we all know very simply, we all know there's Golus and Geula. Okay, we find ourselves in Golus, we want to get to Geula. In a very, very, very simple way, we know that when you have Geula, things are clear. You can see clearly, there's Emunah, we have no questions, things are light. And unfortunately, the opposite is true. When there's galus, when there's exile, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechinah leaves us, there's darkness, there's questions, there's lack of clarity. As we say, Ulahagi baboker chastecha memunascha balelos. In the boker, when things are clear, when things are light, as Chazal explains, that means that's the geula, right? Lahagid baboker chastecha. Then we can speak about our Kadosh Baruch Hu's lahagid baboker his chesed. His chesed is clear. We can speak about it openly. We have no questions. But bemunascha balelos, but at night when things are dark, when there's galus, then we can't see things. We can't even necessarily speak about our Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed openly. What we have to do is have emunah. This is the lifestyles of Golus, and this is the lifestyles of Geula. We see a few rayas to this. When there's Geula, when there's redemption, when things are clear, just a simple example. A raya, when you bring a proof to something, you bring a proof that makes things clear. Rav Akiva Tatz, probably from Aral, but Rav Akiva Tatz brings down the word raya comes from the word ra'iya, because when you have a raya, you can see things clearly. And when we look at the story, the Geula, we look in the beginning of Shemos, after Moshe is born, we constantly see the word Vayar. It says that Moshe goes out to go see his brothers, Vayar, this Siblo Sam. That even by himself, when he sees when he kills the Mitzri, Vayar Kienish. It goes on and on. It goes, where else is there? A few times in this whole, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also Vayar, he sees us. A few times throughout the beginning of the Geula, we have the word Vayar. Because when you have Geula, when you have redemption, you can see things. Things are clear. What did Moshe do at the snat, the burning bush? But he went to go and see, he wanted to see it. Why? Because it was a state of Geula. When things are good, that's when we could see things. Kriyas Yamsuf, one of the highest levels of Geula, it says, the lowly Shifcha, but saw a higher level in Nevuah than Yechezkel. That's because when you reach that level, when things are clear, that's when you can see things. At Har Sinai itself, that is the climax. That's the whole purpose of the story, the whole redemption. It wasn't just to be free. Obviously, it was to Mekabel the Torah. When we're Mekabel the Torah, we reach such a level of clarity that Vayar, we were able to see things that are impossible to see. We didn't see the lightning. We saw the thunder because we reached that level on and on and on again. Aliyah L'Regel. We go up to see L'Regel. There's a mitzvah. Why? Then again, clarity. That's when we see things. The Gemara Chika says, actually, if you're blind even in one eye, you don't have the chiyuv because you have to be able to see. When you see things again, seeing represents geula. Seeing represents good times. But the opposite, unfortunately, is also true. In bad times, as we find ourselves now, but just in the Golus itself, we can't see things. As it says in Vayichi Yaakov, there, Mitzrayim Shvasa, Yishana and Rashi over there says, that asks the famous question, why is this Parsha Stuma? It is because when Yaakov was Niftar, what happened? Nistbu inam libam. Our eyes were blinded, and our hearts were also in a form blinded or clogged. Because when the Golus started, when the exile started, we could not see anything, okay? Because the Yaakov didn't even want to reveal to us the case. And the day is what happened. We couldn't see. When bad times happen, you can't see. But Chazal said, what do we have? We do have now the koach of shmia, the koach of hearing. We're able to hear things, okay? That's what we're able to do. Now we look outside, we can't believe what we're seeing. However, what we do have is, we have the koach of shmia, we are able to hear things. And that's why when Yaakov Avinu went to go reveal to them the cates, what happens? It gets lost from him. What do we say? What do we answer him? We say, Shema Yisrael, Hashema, oh, hear, because we can't see, but we can hear. That's when we say Shema. What do? We cover our eyes. Because nowadays, unfortunately, we have to cover our eyes and say Shema. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not giving us the ability to see him. We have to have that emunascha balelos. We close our eyes. That's where we find ourselves in now. If Rabbi Akiva has brought down unbelievable idea, it could be it's famous, but I just saw this recently. It says that the Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. The Talmud Bavli, that represents Gullus. What do we say? Tashma, come and listen. But Talmud Yerushalmi, right, closer to the Geula, and also he says in the Zohar, which I'm not holding in, they use a different lashon of Tachazi, come and look. When you have Geula, when you have redemption, you can see. But if not, you have to hear. We find ourselves in this world of hearing, and we have to listen. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us, to listen. One, on one level, he wants us to listen to his messages, and two, he wants us to listen to people around us. And now, again, just in these few minutes, I'll just talk about some things that I have gained and given me chizik during these times. And like I said earlier, hopefully it will help us. And very interesting also, Gemara Bava Kama says in Pei Hei, the Gemara says that if you blind someone, you pay for the eye and you also pay for work compensation. But if you make someone deaf, then you have to pay as if he's dead. Because that is the, at least when you hear, you have a connection. It's the Gemara, again, it's a hard Gemara to understand. The Gemara is saying it's worse to be deaf than to be blind. But that's the idea that when there's Geula, you can see. Right now, we can see, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the gift of hearing. If Chas V'Shalom, we can't have the gift of hearing, we're lost. We're finished Chas V'Shalom. There's an unbelievable medrash in Shmos Rabbah. I'll get you the source, the exact source afterwards. A wild, wild medrash. It says, person falls off a rooftop and he hurts his entire body. And he has to have retinue, you have to wrap up bandages around his entire body. So basically this guy is like, he's dead, he's finished. Hashem says, I'm not that way. Hashem says is that no matter what, no matter how many bandages you have, and basically it sounds like the measure saying is bandages represent our averas, bandages represent our sins, and no matter how many bandages we have around our entire body, the Medrash says, as long as we have our ears, I'll hear you. As long as you can still listen to my message, the Medrash says, that I'll be there for you. All we have to do now in this Gullus is to listen to Hashem. There's a major stira that's brought down Rav Goldbeck, Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbeck, who's the original Shiva of KBY. It's a crazy stira. Because we know that Avraham Avinu sent Yishmael out from his home. He sent Yishmael out from his home listening to Sarah. He didn't want to, but he eventually listened, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said he should, and he kicked him out of the home. And Yishmael goes with Hagar. On a side note, Hagar is Paro's daughter. Avraham sends Hagar out with Yishmael out into the desert. Yishmael gets sick, and Yishmael is going to die. There's Hagar is crying out to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it seems that Hashem sends Malachim, or Hashem himself is going to go and heal Yishmael. And other Malachim start screaming, saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you doing? Yishmael, he's going to kill Bnei. He himself will torment Yitzchak. He himself will do bad things. And future generations are going to do bad things. Why in the world are you going to go and save this Russia and future Rishayim of this Am of Yishmael? And Hashem says the famous words. Hashem says, I'll judge him not for what he'll be, but I'll judge him asher husham, as he is now. Is he a tzaddik now? Yes. If he's a tzaddik now, I'll save him, and I'm not going to worry about the future. That's going to be chizik for us. If we could be tzaddikim now, that would be great. But we have a different sugya that mamish contradicts this, and that is the classic sugi in the Torah and the Gemara of Ben Sora Amora. We all know if it's a Ben Sora Amora, they ask, why in the world did he kill a Ben Sora Amora? It makes no sense. What did he do? He stole some meat, stole some wine. What did he do? So the Gemara explains, as we all know, it's because you're not killing him for what he did now. We're killing him of where this is going. We see eventually he's a Bichayiv Misa. So the Torah says, wild idea. Let's kill him now. So in the future, let's kill now innocent with Zechuyot. So in the future, he won't get Gehenna. Let's kill him now, take him now, so it'll be better for him. That goes against this whole story of the story that actually happened of Yishmael, of Asher Husham. Why by Yishmael was he judged in the moment, but for Ben Sora Amora, he's judged in the future. So Rav Goldman says a powerful idea. He says that the Ben Sora Amora lacks something. What's the din of a Ben Sora Amora? A Ben Sora Amora is somebody who eineno shomea, b'kolav b'kolimo. He wasn't a shomea. If you're not a shomea, if you can't hear the messages from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if we don't get it, if we don't listen, there's no hope. That's why we kill him now. There's no hope. Yishmael, his name itself says there was some hope, right? Yishmael, Hashem will listen. There was hope. But for Ben Sora Amora, there is no hope. So number one, again, I'm not one to speak to anyone, give Musa, I'm just speaking to myself, but we have to listen to Akash Baruch's messages. What I will add, and that's not obvious, but will add is that we shouldn't, I know for myself, is a lot of times we say these global messages, oh, Klal Yisrael do X, Y, and Z. I don't know if I'm Klal Yisrael, well, not in a bad way, but it's more what it means is we should listen to the message HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us, each and every one of us. And no one knows what's going on in other people's lives, but being now in some form of quarantine, we all realize that, you know, that we've all, I'm sure, listened and trying to grow, and the message that we have to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's message. This is what we have to do in Golos, and this is what we see. This is what we see from Chazal. And it goes on and on. Vayikra, we saw 2 weeks ago, the Parsha Shavua, says that Rashi brings down the voice, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calling to Moshe Rabbeinu was loud. It was loud, Shover Hashem Arazim. It was so loud, the whole world could practically hear it. But only Moshe Rabbeinu heard it. And Moshe Feinstein asked the famous question, why was this so loud? The answer was, is because really, we were all supposed to hear it, but only Moshe was going to hear it. Moshe was the only one who listened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messages, who worked for themselves in that way. He was the only one who heard it. Pirkei Avos says, every single day is a basko coming out from Har Sinai about the humiliation, about the disgrace HaKadosh Baruch Hu fears. We don't hear it, but it's there. We have to listen. I heard a funny line from Rabbi Arlovsky, right? One of the funniest rabbis alive, yeah? That Arlovsky he goes, do you hear the music? He goes, do you hear the music going on? Well, truth is, actually, if you open the window on Abed Shemesh, you will hear the music. But I'm not talking about the music from outside. Do you hear the music or the news going on right now? So I hope the answer is no, because you're hearing things. Go see a doctor. But he was saying was, right now, there are tons of sound waves or radio waves going on wherever we are in our homes, living room, bedroom, kitchen, wherever you are. The reason we don't hear the music or we don't hear the news is because we don't have an antenna. We don't have a radio. If you had a radio, you put on a radio, you had an antenna, we would hear all the music, all the news, all what's going on in the world. But we don't have the antenna. Rabbi Arlovsky said separately, but again, on this idea is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always sending us this music, always sending us these sounds, always sending us messages. But I don't hear it. I don't, right? It's always in Eskedusha. Why don't we hear it? It's because we don't have the antenna. Or we have the antenna, but we have the wrong station. We have the wrong, or our dial's not working. This is what we have to work on now, about the listening to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us. But just add one more idea, and that is, it's not just only listening to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, but also we have to follow in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's footsteps and listen to other people. I see here, but everyone's there with their kids. You know, actually, Baruch Hashem, my kids are quiet now. I threaten them. You know, I'm being recorded here. But I beg them, please, don't scream. But, I think now is a time, again, speaking of my own things, is a time to listen, whether listening to your parents, to your grandparents, to your kids, to your siblings. That's the idea. Listen to others. This is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is forcing us to do, which is harder than any Gemara, which is harder than anything possible. And this is something we have to do. Enough of the story. I didn't okay this one with the Rav. I hope the Rav, okays this. Story about Viktor Frankl. He was Jewish, not from but he was Jewish. Viktor Frankl wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning. He actually lived through the Holocaust, and he wrote a book about basically he began a theory, a counseling theory, logotherapy, of and he actually used this type of therapy to help survive the concentration camps. And it's a powerful book, it's a secular book, so please get permission from the Rav. Hope I'm not going to be putting here. But it's definitely, you could say, Yesh Chachma, not guy, he's not a guy, but he wasn't from, but there's Yesh Chachma to this idea. And in there he says is that we have a power of choice. And so it's a powerful story. He says that one night at 2 a.m., he gets a Holocaust survivor, Viktor Frankl, gets a phone call from a lady 3 a.m., saying she wants to commit suicide. She wants to give up. She wants to commit suicide. I don't know if this lady was Jewish or not. And he stayed on the phone with her for over 2 hours saying, don't kill yourself. Don't give up. And giving her reason after reason after reason for over 2 hours begging her, please don't kill yourself. Please don't do it. And around a little after 2 hours, finally she's like, doctor. She's like, okay. She goes, I'm not going to do it. She goes, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to kill myself. Can I please come into the office tomorrow? And I'm ready. I'm ready for some real help, some real therapist help. And he goes, okay, fine, great. And he was ecstatic, super happy. He gets up the phone. Next morning, the lady comes into his office, and they're talking, and obviously he's helping her. In the conversation, towards the application, he goes to her. He goes, can I ask? He goes, I hope it's not inappropriate. He goes, can I ask? He goes, what was it that I said? What was I said that helped you not kill yourself? I was really, really nervous. I was ready to call the police, to go to your house. I really thought you'd commit suicide. What was it that I said that made you not commit suicide? She said, doctor, she said, it wasn't what you said. She goes, it was the fact that you listened. If you spent 2 hours for me in the middle of the night, if you spent 2 hours listening to me, that you were makshiv, you said, wow, that means I'm important. If someone will listen to me, someone important as you, so late at night, about my life, I know my life is worth living. And this is the idea. We have to listen to others. Again, not keeping Musa. This is something that the reason I want to say this over, that has been giving me Michizek, that I'm working on. We should obviously, on one level, A, Ben Mochavero, listen to others, other people's needs, Ben Mochavero. And just as important, again, we can debate what's more important, the idea of Ben Mochavero, let's listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always sending us messages. Let's listen. Let's not have a Parsha Stuma. Bilam, Parsha's Balak, with the whole conversation between Bilam and Balak, our friend points out, is sussum, it's closed. They're not thinking. Now we have a little bit of time to stop and think and reflect. I don't think people say, oh, now in quarantine you have so much time to do all your life's hobbies. That I don't know, that's not true at all. I have no time to do anything. But what I do have time is that my schedule has changed. I have time to reflect, to see priorities, that I do have time. That's, I guess, when you have those breaks in the Torah. Again, that we didn't have in Vayechi, because it was gullus. We didn't have time to stop and listen. In Bilam, we didn't have time to stop to listen. But in Geula, we have that time. Right now, Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to listen. We should listen to him. And Be'ezus Hashem, in Zichus of listening, we should zocha to the ultimate seeing, the seeing of the coming of the Mashiach from here, v'yameinu. Amen. Thank you for listening. And we should all be zocha to only good news. Shkaya, thank you so much.
Amazing. For beautiful drasha. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Shkoyach. Thank you for letting me, give me chizit to me, Shkoyach.
Bigger bench, and have fun with your kids. Thanks,
brother. Oh, man. All right. If you have any good ideas, send them over.